The Commanders have a quarterback to find. In some ways they can. Next on Command Fan. What's going on, Commanders fans? Welcome back to another episode of Command Fan. I'm your host, Ted Edwards. And in this episode, we're going to be going over all the available options the Commanders have at the quarterback position this offseason, whether that be free agency, the draft, or sticking with someone in-house named Sam Howell. But the Commanders this offseason is the most crucial one, and it's the first offseason under the new regime that they have full control over the full offseason. They brought in a new GM with Adam Peters and a new head coach and whole new staff. So they're going to get their hands, they have their hands full in this free agency period and this offseason. And it's going to be really interesting to see what where they go. I think some of us have a great guess as to where they might go, but I'm here to go over all the available options that the organization has to find their next franchise quarterback or maybe just a piece holder until they find their franchise quarterback. But coming up in less than a month from now is free agency, and right now teams can actively place the franchise tag on any player that they want, and there has been no big or notable names that would affect the Commanders with someone who they could potentially sign at the quarterback position. So let's get started into the biggest names in free agency, the ones that the Commanders could possibly go for. As a starter, obviously, Kirk Cousins is going to be the biggest name out there in free agency, not just the quarterback market, just biggest name, period. We'll see what happens with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Obviously, he's getting up there in age. He had a tenure here with Washington to start his career, and he's drafted here the same year RG3 was, and was very successful, probably the best quarterback we've had. Since him, we haven't had anyone better than him, so Kirk Cousins, he's looking, I think I saw the number on Twitter and it's kind of floating around. We don't really know the exact number he's going to ask for, demand in free agency, but it's around $40 to $50 million per year. And especially with the salary cap just getting bumped today up to $30 million in total cap space for each team. That's going to be a big number, and it's going to affect a lot of teams and a lot of players as well. A lot of teams have more cap space, but a lot of teams can also, or players, a lot of more players can also request more money per year in result to the free agency or the cap space going up. And Kirk Cousins is probably going to benefit from that because he's probably going to get paid a lot more than he would have if that didn't come out today. So Kirk Cousins, we'll see what happens. I think he comes to Washington? I don't see him coming here. I think we're going to end up drafting someone in the draft, especially at number two with the number two overall pick, because you don't pick there that often. So Kirk Cousins is probably going to stay in Minnesota, but I've seen him linked to teams like the Raiders, even the Falcons, and just teams that desperately need a quarterback or feel like they're a quarterback away from being good, and being a contender and fighting for a playoff spot and even fighting to get into the NFC Championship or AFC Championship or the Super Bowl, whatever the case may be. But and then the next name that's notable is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's coming off a career year in Tampa Bay where he beat the Eagles in the wild card round and sent Tampa Bay fighting chance against Detroit in Detroit in the divisional, where Baker Mayfield played a very great game and he ultimately threw an interception at the end of the game. But Baker Mayfield's market's going to be big. It's not going to be as big as Kirk Cousins because he doesn't have the pedigree and the history that Kirk Cousins does. But Baker Mayfield definitely balled out this last year with the Bucks. I think he ends up back there. I saw when he was, I think it was on Up and Adams at Media Day or Radio Row, sorry, that he was talking to Steve Young, and it kind of got leaked where he was having a conversation with him and said, "We just need some more pieces." And everyone's referring to that he's referring to Tampa Bay. So I think he stays there. I don't think Washington will be in the run for Baker at all. I just think they're going to be in for the market for a young quarterback in the draft. And Baker Mayfield's definitely going to get a payday. It's probably going to be from Tampa Bay. But yeah, the free agency market, it's just not going to be something that I think Washington touches. Actually not touches, but spends big money, I should say, because they definitely need a veteran backup, and that's my next free agency option for the Commanders, is getting a veteran backup for the new rookie quarterback that we draft. And I think Jacoby Brissett could maybe see his way back to Washington in a backup role, because Ron Rivera kept alluding to and to how crucial he was for Sam Howell's development and how he could just bounce off ideas from Sam Howell to Jacoby Brissett in the film room and on the field as well. So Jacoby Brissett definitely helped Sam Howell build his confidence and also see the field as a vet. So I think Jacoby Brissett could definitely be someone we re-sign, but I also could see him going elsewhere, maybe helping another rookie quarterback in another offense or another team. But I would like to see Jacoby Brissett back here because I think you're not going to want to roll with Sam Howell as your backup when if you bring in a rookie quarterback. So I think someone like Jacoby Brissett should come back. Maybe Kyle Allen's also going to be an unrestricted free agent from Buffalo. He had a short tenure here in Washington when we were the football team. So I think maybe that's a familiar face that the franchise looks to go in. So Kyle Allen could also be, and then just any really other veteran guy that can help the development of the new rookie quarterback that we bring in, assuming that they do. So yeah, the next category is the draft, obviously. So we're going to start, obviously, trading up for number one for Caleb Williams. So I'm personally, like a lot of fans out there, I am against trading up. I think unless the Adam Peters and company think that he is the real deal, he is the bona fide quarterback one in this draft, and he is bounds above Jaden Daniels and Drake May, then I would be okay. But I just think it's going to take way too much to move up just one spot. I get it's the number one overall pick. I think the Bears will probably end up drafting Caleb Williams and trading away Justin Fields. So we really will see what happens. But I think I do not want to move the assets to move up to number one. I would love Caleb Williams. He is my quarterback one in the draft. But I think I would much rather stay at two. Like Adam Peters said in his introductory press conference, that he wants to build through the draft. And I think this is a perfect year one to start with. We have five picks in the first top 100. And that is a great way to start, not a rebuild, but resuscitate the team. And I don't think they're going to want to deal those picks. So I don't think we'll end up trading up. I think trading down is more likely. Yes, I would look into it. For sure, I would definitely look into it, because there can definitely be a world where the Bears aren't demanding too much. Maybe they want to move down. Maybe they want to stick out with Justin Fields. Maybe Matt Eberflus wants to roll Justin Fields one more time for one more year. So I could definitely see that. I don't think that's the case, but I think that it's going to take a lot to move up. But I definitely want to have the organization search that route and definitely dissect it and see what it would really take to move up. And if it's not too much, then heck yeah, do it. But I think it's going to cost a leg and an arm to move up to number one. So I think we just stay put. And then also at number two, do you take Drake May or Jaden Daniels, assuming Caleb Williams is gone? For me, I'm taking Jaden Daniels 100 times over. I think Drake May is going to be a bust. I really hate saying that, because I think he could be a great quarterback, but I don't like Drake May coming out of this draft. I love Jaden Daniels, and I love Caleb Williams. I love Caleb Williams a little bit more than Jaden Daniels, but Drake May is not top of my list. I do not want the Commanders to draft Drake May. If we're going to go another UNC quarterback, I'd rather just stick with Sam Howell, trade down, build around him, use our money in free agency to sign a tight end, a wide receiver, and the offensive line, and also just draft offensive linemen as well. I do not want the Commanders to draft Drake May at number two. I cannot stress that enough. At number two, I would take Jaden Daniels every day of the week. I love Jaden Daniels' elusiveness, his ability to scramble, and he also improved a lot as a passer in the SEC, moving from the Pac-12 to the SEC, which is a very harder conference. And Jaden Daniels, the Heisman this year, I think Jaden Daniels has a way better prospect than Drake May. Obviously, it's just my opinion, but you guys can take it for what you want. Some of you I know love Drake May. Some of them you are up in the air. Some of you don't like him, and I'm on that don't. I do not like Drake May train. So Jaden Daniels would be my pick. And then you got to look at trading down for a guy maybe like Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, or Bo Nix. I don't think that would happen, so I don't really know what that scenario looks like. Maybe a team like Denver trades up to number two with us. Maybe a team like Minnesota, because Minnesota doesn't hold on to Kirk Cousins. Maybe they want to go a route like Bo Nix, an experienced guy that can step in right away and hopefully still lead them to a playoff berth and be able to just be a solid quarterback for years to come, just like Kirk Cousins was. Maybe not as good immediately, but hopefully have a higher ceiling than Kirk Cousins with Bo Nix or Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy, whoever they would choose if they traded up with us. But and Denver, like I said, it's looking like they're going to release Russell Wilson for sure. I think there's too many signs towards it to not happen. I think Russell Wilson also wants to look for a new place. I think Sean Payton wants to get his quarterback ever since signing there and taking over for the Broncos as their head coach. So we'll see what happens all with. It's going to be a very interesting offseason, to say the least. Like, it's going to be really cool to see what we do, but also what all the other teams do around us in our division, outside the league as well, or outside the conference as well. So trading downs definitely could be an option. I think we stay at 2, and I think we should take Jaden Daniels. But it's going to be really interesting. And then the last scenario that I could see happening is we stick with Sam Howell and build around him. If we stayed with Sam Howell, I think we definitely would trade out of 2. I think we'd trade down, gain more picks this year, maybe draft a guy like Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, another young receiver to go with Jahan Dotson that we drafted 2 years ago, and as well as Terry McLaurin. So I think this is the least likely scenario. I think it's more likely that we would go sign Kirk Cousins or Baker, because yes, Sam Howell did prove that he could definitely start in this league, but he showed just enough bad to where you want to move on. And there's teams like the Jets that have been linked to him. Maybe the Saints want to trade for him for a young quality backup to possibly move on from Derek Carr off that contract that they signed him to. Huge extension. And Aaron Rodgers is going to retire soon, so maybe he's got 2-3 years left, if that. And I could definitely see the Jets going down that road where they could have him sit behind Rodgers for however long he has playing and develop from that and just roll with Sam Howell as soon as Aaron Rodgers decides to call quits, or maybe even Derek Carr. They trade Derek Carr in New Orleans. So we'll see. I wouldn't like to see Sam Howell be dealt, but you know, it is what it is. I think if you do deal Sam Howell, you want to try to get at least a 4th-round pick. I think he's worth that. And we drafted him in the 5th round, so I think we could get definitely at least a 5th, but I think the value is not worth trading him for what he's worth on the team. Say our rookie quarterback gets hurt, or if we sign a vet and he takes over, I don't think it's worth it to trade Sam Howell. I think Sam Howell's a very quality backup, like Taylor Heinicke, but better than Taylor Heinicke. He has a way bigger arm. He can scramble just as well as Taylor Heinicke could, if not better. So, yeah, those are all the options I see. Obviously, there will be more that come up with maybe trades, or we trade down or trade up, and obviously we'll have a pod about that as well. So thank you guys so much for listening to the pod. Please follow me and subscribe to me wherever you are listening right now, wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with your friends. Leave me a review if you want to leave me some feedback, maybe some episodes that in the future that you want to see me put out. I would love to hear what you guys want to hear from me. And just please support the pod in any way you can. So thank you guys so much for listening, and hail to the Commanders.